or yourhealthnow.com.
Thanksgiving, shopping, shopping, shopping. I'm sure some of you were doing that this week, and this is also Cyber Week. Yeah, it has a week now. It used to be Cyber Monday, but really it's apparently become a week. Hope you had a great Turkey Day, everybody listening here across America and beyond our borders. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, boy, do we have a show for you, including what happened while you were trashed on tryptophan, which is what happens when you eat too much turkey. Oh, I've been there. Have you been there when you've had too much turkey? Yeah, it was kind of that way for me the other day, but, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, it usually you have the turkey sandwiches that go on and on and on. We had just enough turkey for an extra sandwich. But trust me, there were some serious, serious things that happened while we were off shopping and eating turkey and watching football. We have a re-rack of what happened this week in the NFL, plus what it was like for some holiday travelers and a whole bunch of other things as well. Matt, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Did you get that tryptophan high that I'm talking about?
Most definitely. I took a huge nap after, well, it was right around the Dallas halftime, I think, the halftime of the Miami-Dallas game. And we were way wrong, by the way, on those football games.
Oh.
The Packers-Lions game was the worst one of the three.
No kidding. And it's interesting, he brings up the Dallas-Cowboys game because the Cowboys barely won that. 2019 was the final score. So some people might have flipped it off. It was kind of in that in-between time, depending on when you eat your turkey dinner. Some people have it in the afternoon, some people have it at night. If you happen to be listening to us last week, we had a big discussion on that. When was the right time to have the meal? Because in Matt's point of view, if you had it too late, then you had lots of hours to hang out with the relatives. And by then you'd be on each other's nerves and you'd be starving. So it'd be almost a turkey food fight. And the way my family always does it, it's the opposite. We do it later where it's like an evening meal. 5:30, 6 o'clock, you know, 6:30. So you would get to see the football games. Of course, that's all changed because now you have three NFL games. It used to be you had one, then it went to two, and now, of course, it's three. And as he mentioned, the games that we thought would be really tight and really exciting didn't turn out to be that way. Really, the Cowboy-Miami game was the one that came down to the wire more than any others. As I said, this is the big time for shopping. Because once you go through Thanksgiving, just officially it means, okay, now we got to hurry up and get all those Christmas presents. And I was kind of surprised by this because here on America Tonight, what have we talked about? I mean, ad nauseum, it just is what it is. What's in your wallet? And how tough it's been for people stringing two and three jobs together. Many of you have called to tell your stories. And some have called to say how you've gone out on your own, started your own companies, and it's going okay because you weren't really able to string a bunch of those jobs together, so you just decided to throw caution to the wind, and actually it worked out pretty good for you. It must be working out good for somebody, because Black Friday weekend, a record $52.4 billion spent. And if you drove by, if you did not partake in Black Friday, but you drove by any mall or any strip center, or any big box store, maybe even local stores, like the electronic places, the Fry's, the Best Buy's, CompUSA's, Walmart's, Target's, any of those, Kohl's, Macy's, I mean, you name it. People were there clogging up all the parking spaces, and they were running around buying a lot of things. Part of that is, I think, the illusion of the sales because, look, retailers aren't stupid. They slap some good prices out there, and then people want to wait in line to get their Wii system for $125 or some other bargain that they can get. Only a lot of times the store only has so many that you can get. And then they're out. Poof, they're out of them. And people are buying other things. They said the average person who shopped, and is this you, anybody listening, shelled out about $398, and that's up from $365 in 2010. So people were obviously spending money on Thursday, Friday, because Thursday started Black Friday early for a lot of people. So Thursday through Sunday is where they got these numbers. That's an incredible, I think that's an incredible number. And I have to say, I'm surprised. It shows you how I'm out of touch with when people want their stuff. They want their stuff and they're going to spend money on it. Now, a lot of people will go to online ordering, and not that some people haven't already done that, but that's why it officially becomes Cyber Week or even still Cyber Monday. And they think that the online sales should hit about $1.2 billion. So that would be up from last year significantly. And apparently the, you know, what recession, what hard times. Or maybe it's just the thing that, you know what, if you can grab a sale, you're going to still have Christmas, you're going to still have Hanukkah, you're going to still give gifts, and that's the way it is. And throw caution to the wind, I'm not going to worry about it because I got people to take care of and I'm going to do it. That's the way it is. All right, it wouldn't be America tonight if we weren't talking more than shopping and tryptophan, and here we are the week after Thanksgiving and we're headed into the great big push to the end of the year. The great big push also is the wrap up in Congress, because now there's just a couple of weeks left before it's another break for them. They come back to Washington on Monday, get started all over again, and then they're there for another 3.5 weeks or so. And of course, this is also the time when a lot of the Republicans who are running are still hitting a lot of the shows and are getting ready for more debates and are trying to get endorsements, because endorsements rule, and are getting ready for New Hampshire and getting ready for the Iowa caucus, which is actually before that. The caucuses are before that. And you have everybody and their brother trying to handicap this election from the Democratic point of view to the Republican point of view. What are Obama's real chances against Mitt Romney, against Newt Gingrich? And it used to be that Herman Cain's name would be thrown in there, but not so much anymore. Cain slowly is slipping down in the polls. It's not quite as a dramatic drop as Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, had once he fell out of being the flavor of the month, but he has definitely slipped, no question, while Newt Gingrich's fates and fortunes have absolutely rose. And you can see it in a lot of the polls that came out, you know, just this past week, and some of the key endorsements that he's getting in New Hampshire and some of the other people that are signing off on Newt and talking about Newt and how what kind of an opponent he would be actually for Barack Obama. Is he going to be the guy? Is he going to be able to knock off the establishment candidate in Mitt Romney? Because establishment and Romney go hand in hand. Nobody's been able to really knock that out. He still is there in every poll that's taken. He's still on the top of it. He's the one guy that has not fallen off the list. He hasn't fallen off the list. All right, we come back on the flip side. Endorsements. Do you care who endorses who? Rick Perry, who I said definitely slipped, did get a key endorsement. I think a lot of you listening to this show like the no-nonsense sheriff from Arizona. I'm going to tell you about that coming up. Stay with us.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,690.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,732.57, $866.29 for a half ounce, or $433.15 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,732.57, $866.29, and $433.15.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
In November here on America Tonight, we reserve the right to zig and zag all over the place because, boy, there's a lot of interesting things on the horizon, including what's cooking politically. 2012 is fascinating to me, even if you think it's a layup, because, listen, I've talked to three different kinds of Democrats, Democrats who are furious over what Obama's done since he's been in office. They think, like I think, he's ineffective and hasn't delivered half of what he's promised. And, okay, politicians promise a lot of things and they can't deliver everything, but he still didn't deliver half of what he promised. Then there's the Democrats who flat out say, oh, he has bagged this because the Republicans are brutal. There's nobody that could possibly put up enough muster to knock off an incumbent president. There's absolutely no way. And then there's the Democrats, and these are all think tank people and whatnot that I'm talking about. Then there's the third kind of Democrats who say they're a little worried about the Republicans. They're concerned that people are not happy with what's going on in America, and they're tired of it, and they have adopted the anybody but Obama mantra, and that'll show up when it comes to voting, and it'll show up when it comes to the electoral votes, which is the key thing across the country when you think about it. All right, I wanted to tell you a couple of things. We mentioned that there have been so many debates, and of course you've had lots of opportunities to watch the candidates in action on the Republican side of things anyway, right? Like we had the November 22nd debate that was in Washington, D.C. at Constitutional Hall. Now on December 10th, there's one at Drake University. That's in Des Moines, Iowa, of course. And that'll be all the participants. ABC is putting that one on. It's interesting how the networks are probably clawing at each other to get these debates because of the ratings that they're getting. Then on the 15th, you've got another one. This one's on Fox News, and it's at the Convention Center in Sioux City, Iowa. And you've got, of course, Fox people doing that. December 19th, they were going to have another one, but they decided to cancel this one. They were going to have a joint debate, and they decided to cancel and separate them. That's why you got the other two in there at Drake and the one on Fox afterwards the following week. Then you've got another one coming up on January 7th, and this one is in New Hampshire, so that'll be right before the primary, and it's on ABC. And then you've got one on the 8th, and that one is in New Hampshire as well, which, of course, will be broadcasting from New Hampshire, and that's at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, New Hampshire. Then you have one on the 16th of January in Myrtle Beach, so there's no rest for the weary. There are so many debates. The last debate, because I did a little research on this, the last debate is March 19th in Portland, Oregon, and that one is going to be on PBS, and that's being sponsored by Oregon PBS and NPR, the Washington Times, and probably everyone will be at that one, because the one before, too, is at the Reagan Library. So a bunch of debates. So Rick Perry, there's no rest on the horizon for Rick Perry, who said, remember at one point that the debates were just a way to trap everybody, that it was kind of a gotcha thing, and sure enough, Rick Perry realized somebody decided to tell him, listen, everybody else is going to these debates. You need to be there. So he did come up with a key endorsement. You know, the Arizona sheriff, Sheriff Arpaio, who some people think he rocks for what he's done, the hard, hard stance that he's taken on immigration. I, for one, am in that category. He's tough. No nonsense. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. It's not about him. It's about violent criminals and the fact that he will not compromise on illegal immigration. He won't, because he sees what's happened in Arizona, and he's had to deal with it, frankly, and he's sick of it. So he got tough on illegal immigration when so many other people wouldn't do it. I mean, this isn't something new for Sheriff Joe. He's been that way for a long time, since he really put the star on, let's say. And he likes Perry. He said he's going to endorse him. So how about that? Because, of course, he's been tough on immigration, and he carries a big stick in Arizona. And this is, I think, big for Perry. But how much does an endorsement really matter? How much does an endorsement sway the voters? Now, for the people running, it is about that. You get the key chips. Who can I get? The former president's big names in the party, people who have sway, people who can lead other people to vote in their direction. That's the thought. Because if you like the person who's endorsing them, and then they put on a press conference and they give you their big reasons why they're endorsing them, that supposedly helps you. You know, it gives you another strike, gives you something else to brag about, something that might trigger something and separate you from the other people in the crowd. Bill Clinton did kind of the talk show circuit, and Bill Clinton was actually, it's interesting, he's been part of the political process, both in his run and his wife's run, and governor before that. He's a political animal, if anything. And Bill Clinton had this to say about Newt Gingrich.
It's not any traditional sort of charisma. It's that he thinks about this stuff all the time. He's articulate, and he tries to think of a conservative version of an idea that will solve a legitimate problem. I think he's doing well just because he's thinking, and people are hungry for ideas that make some sense.
All right, I agree with Bill Clinton. He's right. I think that what Gingrich is using is his knowledge of history, his knowledge of politics. Absolutely, and he's right. I think people are hungry for answers, and Newt's trying to serve them up. That's why he's up in the polls. So he's faring well with the voting public, and in a lot of the recent polls, like I said, he's been up. Mitt Romney's got 44 endorsements from members of Congress, though. You know how many Newt Gingrich has? This is that endorsement thing I was talking about. He's got 6. And some people say it's because of his baggage from the fact that he was the House leader. And his style really created a lot of acrimony among the masses at the time, some of the people that are still around. So, I mean, ultimately, if you remember, his fellow Republicans wanted him out, and that helped push his resignation from Congress back in 1998. So, he had a turbulent run as Speaker. And he's not probably going to get many of those endorsements from the people on the Hill, not like Mitt is, because you see 44-6. But again, I go back to the same thing that I said before. How many people place a lot of sway into an endorsement? How much does that really, really help you? And I don't think that he's going to get support from the current House Speaker, John Boehner. If you remember, Boehner lost his position as a conference chairman after he was part of the group that wanted Gingrich out. So one thing, people have very long memories in politics, especially in national politics. So while Gingrich rises in the polls, he might have a tougher time with some of those endorsements. But I say to you, any of you listening, I don't know that that necessarily would hold that much sway with a lot of people. I don't know how many of you place somebody in a different category when you try to weigh why you're voting for somebody, you know, why you feel like this person would be president just because a former president thinks he'd be good and is endorsing him, or some Congress people are endorsing him. I say it still comes down to the same old thing, and especially if you like him or not, and especially, or party lines, and that's the way it goes, especially if it's about economics, if it's about the fact that people are still struggling despite Black Friday sales rising 6.6% from last year, which to me is really the big story and the shocker of this whole past weekend. Despite that, despite the fact that people are going to spend money whether they have it or not, it comes back to the same thing, taxes. What's going to happen with the deficit? How much is that going to weigh on us? What are you going to do with spending cuts if you go to D.C.? All of that, I think, is bigger, the plan, the idea, than the endorsements. I hope, anyway. Maybe I'm wrong. You want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 800-259-5791. Next, we're going to the mailbag.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want it to this
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Tonight, if you took a couple of days off hanging out with your family somewhere in the Smoky Mountains or perhaps one of those beaches along the coast, easy for me to say, I used to live there, the coast of California, although it was pretty cool in California. I don't know, you'd have to have a wetsuit on if you're going to do any of that surfing kind of stuff, or wherever you were, it doesn't matter. The chance to just take a break and check out of everything, including work and listening to the nonsense and, you know, anything else, just relaxing, chilling, whatever. I hope you had a chance to do that anyway for at least a day or two if you didn't get the entire weekend. You might have been in the mix with the crazy, crazy Black Friday crowd because you got some kind of a bargain, so it was worth it because in the end, yes, you added to all the money that was added up that was a gazillion dollars. Well, a lot more than last time around, but you did get the bargains you needed, so you had some stuff for your family under the tree. You weren't necessarily going crazy. You just were getting in on the action because you couldn't beat the sales that they put up. Ugh, those tight crowds, tough for me. Ooh, I'd have to wait till the very, very end of the weekend. In fact, I did because I know my nephew is not listening to America Tonight. I can say this. He's like a candy cotton freak. So guess what? I got him. A candy cotton machine. Isn't that cool? Yeah, I'm sure my brother will love me for that, but I'm going to have the best present. They're going to buy him a gazillion things because it's ridiculous and silly, but probably they'll get him things that he won't use, and he'll love that cotton candy machine more than anything, and I got a great, sweet deal on it because it was the weekend when everything was on sale, but nobody was in the store. It was the very last tail end of the weekend on Sunday. That's the trick, if you can get in on Sunday. I said we would enter the mailbag, and many of you still took time to sound off about what you like about the show, don't like about the show, or just thoughts on other things. So without further ado, we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Okay, this one comes to us from Jeff Wicker. Jeff says, Kate, I must say my confidence in your ability to see through liberal propaganda took a hard hit with your latest comments on the undeniable police abuse of pepper spraying protesters. Kate, some of the protesters have admitted that the police were provoked, blocked in, told F the police repeatedly, and so forth. They refused to obey instructions and deserved exactly what they got. Kate, you fell for the standard MSM propaganda rather than knowing better. You should have seen through it. These are nothing but ungrateful, whining brats looking for trouble, and you help their cause. Honestly, as one who listened to you almost nightly, the wind has been taken out of my sails. Disappointed, Jeff. Jeff, thanks for the email, actually, because of, you know, what you felt that I was saying. I did say it was ridiculous what happened to the police, and I stand by that. I agree with you that there are whiny brats, unemployed, on purpose, all kinds of ridiculousness when it comes to the Occupy movement. You know, I was looking at a website over the weekend that somebody sent me from Philadelphia, and they say Occupy Wall Street is a leaderless resistance movement with people of many colors, genders, and political persuasions. And this is, again, what's on one of the websites. The one thing we all have in common is we are the 99%. Right, all the kids on Park Avenue driving Ferraris and all that kind of stuff, absolutely, that will no longer tolerate the greed and corruption of the 1%. We're using the revolutionary Arab Spring tactic to achieve our ends and encourage the use of nonviolence to maximize the safety of all participants. The Occupy Wall Street movement empowers real people to create real change from the bottom up. We want to see a general assembly in every backyard and every street corner because we don't need Wall Street. We don't need politicians to build a better society. The one thing I agree with, we don't need Wall Street and we don't need politicians to build a better society. Okay. Mayor Nutter from Philadelphia is a great example of this. Mayor Nutter couldn't be more liberal, more about the liberal agenda, more closer to wanting socialism than any of the mayors that I can think of off the top of my head across America. And he is sickened by the Occupy movement in his city because what he feels that this so-called 99% are doing is they're creating a nightmare in his city, that there's tents blocking people and displacing homeless people even, which is really odd, and also creating serious problems in Philly that they're spending a lot of coin on, by the way, to deal with. Because what do you do when you have people protesting and stopping people from getting to their jobs? People who, by the way, are not making a whole bunch of money. People that are making average salaries just trying to get in the door of City Hall, for example. You've got a gazillion people that work there that aren't on the top echelon of life that are pulling down serious bread. So I think it's misplaced. So I agree with Jeff. I'm sorry you're disappointed, but I don't agree with what I saw on that campus with the pepper spraying. And I'm sure people were yelling obscenities. I'm sure they were being stupid and saying they wouldn't get up and all of that. Yes. But they were peaceful and they were sitting down. I know somebody that covered what happened at the campus of UC Davis UC Davis. And they said as much that, listen, the thing here is that they weren't hurling things. They were, some people were saying, you know, using bad language and stuff, but they weren't doing that. So I don't think the police, as frustrated as they were, should have done the pepper spray incident at all. Are you kidding? It was industrial strength. Clearly the one you could see went up and down the line. That was stupid. You know, listen, different thing if it's mayhem and people are out of control. And any cop will tell you the same thing. Sometimes what police have to endure when it comes to people spitting at them, saying things to them, I don't know why they would want to be a cop. But yet they do not pull out the pepper spray or pull out the gun the stun gun and stun the person, especially when it was undeniable. The part that was undeniable is that they were sitting there protesting. They were sitting there. You can't do that. Jeff, you can't do that when you're a cop. Even if you want to crack their head open, if you're sick of it, if you're sick of dealing with the nonsense and you just want to break up the bunch because that's what you're supposed to do, I just can't go there with you. But yet I don't agree with the Occupy movement one bit, and I have said so many, many times on this show, to take nothing but abuse from, I'll call it, the other side, like this one from Gentle Bill. He says, Kate, I've been listening to you for a while. I really can't figure out sometimes where you stand on certain things, but I like that about you because I feel as though you're open-minded, and that's a good thing. That's where you break from the rest of the crowd on talk radio. However, I don't agree with you when it comes to the Occupy movement. Why do you continue to trash the 99% who are out there letting their voices be heard? For God's sake, on your show, you say that all the time. Call the politicians, power to the people. Why aren't you offering up some assistance in the power to the people movement, which is the Occupy crowd? Please get off their backs. All right, see, there's the example. And I can't do it. I've had people say that to me in my own house. I've had people say that to me, that I think it's great, you know, for screw all the rich guys that are getting the bonuses that they shouldn't get. That's ridiculous. But the thing is, you're not doing anything to them. I mean, I'll just say the same thing. It is power to the people. I totally respect people who are out there that are trying to make something happen, but not the Occupy movement, because I think there's too much in the Occupy movement that's a sham, especially when you jam it with union people and you jam it with people who are donned in Tommy Hilfiger and who are driving away in brand new Corvettes. Give me a break. They are not the 99%. It's not that group. And also, because to me, since I think democracy still works in a capitalistic society, if you want to protest what you don't like, which there's plenty I don't like, there's plenty that many of you don't like that call the show, you take it to Washington. You take it to your representative. If people wanted to protest around the banks, they wanted to protest around their senators or congressmen's offices, I think that's where you go. If anything, if you had a movement where you had a call, like let's say you had a caller tree, you know, women, and I'm not saying this to slam women that are involved in school things where they have to raise money for the kids and whatnot, but you know what I'm saying? I'm saying they're efficient. They get these caller lists, and because they have to boom, 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 they have to organize a fundraiser, they have to get something done, they are good at it. They get on the phone, they call, they get what they need. They get to the next person, call, get what they need. Get to the next person, call, get what they need. Totally organized. That's what has to happen. What about a caller tree in your neighborhood to your congressperson or your senator or both saying what it is that you want to see done in Washington? Just pick an issue. Because this is the other problem with the Occupy movement. What is it you're protesting? I'm protesting anyone who makes money? That's not right. How many of the people on Wall Street aren't the bad guys, but are people who had to kill themselves going through school, which I can't believe I'm even defending Wall Street, because normally I would definitely not be doing that, except for that not everybody is the evil, bad, nasty CEO taking 150 times the profit. There are some people at the lower levels, and this is what so many forget. And yes, they took and took and took, and yes, we got screwed. But the way to amend that is through organizational skills put to use in the right way, not by gathering in these cities, throwing up pup tents, running around with a megaphone, yelling things out. You're not really accomplishing anything, I don't think, but maybe I'm wrong. You might see it differently. 800-259-5791. Odds and ends next.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on,
all right, we're nearing the finish line here in this first hour of America Tonight after Thanksgiving. I know many of you are still, I think some of you are still making your way back home. A lot of times people will take Monday off or fly late on Sunday. It's a wicked time to travel, both the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and on Sunday. I've done it. And usually it's okay. It's just that everybody's trying to jam their stuff in the overheads, and it's crazy, crazy travel time. Anyway, we're here, Kate Delaney, ATN, talking about a couple of different things in odds and ends, including a follow-up. We mentioned that it was a big cha-ching weekend, really Thursday through Sunday, much bigger than last year. But what about all the nonsense that went on? This is why there's just no way that I could care to get in line on a Black Friday. Already going out the door knowing I'm going to be crammed in with a bunch of other people and try to fight and find a parking spot. Ugh. Just doesn't trip my switch, no matter how much I would save. As I said, I waited till the very end on Sunday to get something, and I got lucky, I guess, and got something that I wanted to get on sale. So what happened on Black Friday? A couple of things. A robber shot a shopper who refused to give up his stuff outside of a Walmart store. So that person ended up in the hospital in critical but now stable condition. They're saying about 15 miles east of San Francisco that there was a guy and his family. They were walking to their car at about 1:45 in the morning, you know, just before 2 o'clock because everybody was out. So then they were confronted by a group of guys who demanded all their stuff. The family refused. A fight broke out. One of the robbers pulled a gun and shot the man, like I said. So the suspects saw the guys get out of their car and then how it all unfolded. There were other people that saw this. Then another Walmart that was just outside of a wealthy suburb in L.A., a woman trying to get, I guess, the best spot she could get to buy cheap electronics, unleashed pepper spray on a crowd of people that were shopping. She caused minor injuries. Talk about pepper spray. She caused minor injuries to 20 people. It happened at about 10:30 or so on Thursday. Thursday, the doors opened at 10 o'clock or whatever for a sale at that Walmart. And so she wanted to get in line. She decided she was going to find her way to cut, and the way to cut was to spray people with pepper spray. What happened is the store pulled out a crate of discounted Xbox video game players, and the crowd had formed this line to wait for, you know, for the unwrapping, and then she started to spray to get an advantage. Did she really think nothing was going to happen there? That's insane. She got away. This is the thing. This is the craziness of this, though. So you had these people that were, you know, injured by the pepper spray and all the bumps and the chaos and all the nonsense. She got away in that confusion. She got away. So as far as I know, they still haven't found her. If they find her, it would be felony battery charges. Was it worth it for this Xbox? Come on. In Phoenix, there was a video posted online that showed a 54-year-old guy on the floor of a Walmart with a bloody face. Police say that he had to be subdued trying to shoplift during a rush for video games. And so then he was knocked. Somebody got upset and he was knocked unconscious and he was bloodied up and people were yelling things and, you know, they were saying, I know. Yes, I know. The guy's name was Gerald Allen Newman and he's a grandpa and then people were yelling, police brutality! He wasn't doing anything. Be tough times to be a cop right now. So in a police report, they took out the names of the officers and the witnesses and all that other sort of stuff, and they're saying that he was just trying to help his grandson. He was trampled by shoppers, and he put a video game in his waistband to free his hands to help the boy. Oh, that's going to be interesting in court, isn't it? And you could see that he was resisting arrest, and it looked like he was what happened to him was within reason because it was craziness that happened. It was just craziness that ensued. So, you know, what they are to teach you at the police academy is you do a leg sweep. You know what that is? To pull the person down. If you're trying to get them, you're trying to cuff them, whatever, that's what you do. So the store was crowded. It was nutty. It's not the only thing that happened. California is like ground zero for nuts. In Sacramento, I'm just going to leave that where it is. In Sacramento, a man was stabbed outside a mall Friday in a gang-related deal. Shoppers were, with the shoppers hitting the store then. The victim didn't have life-threatening injuries. That was the good part. There was a stabbing because, like I said, he was stabbed. The stabbing stemmed from a fight between two groups at 3 o'clock in front of Macy's at a mall there. Boy, I'll tell you what, it would be tough to be someone who worked. With all this chaos and nonsense, would you want a job working in that situation? No, thank you. And a lot of overnight hours. That was big. That was popular this year to start on Thursday. So 10 o'clock at night, doors open, specials were going on, almost 24 hours. Some stores were open 24 hours. How crazy. And that, I think that created more buzz, more money, but certainly seemed to create more problems. In Oklahoma, Mother Nature created some problems over the weekend. The U.S. Geological Survey saying that a 3.2 magnitude quake slammed in before 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, 27 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. Saturday they had a tremor. That happened about 7 in the morning. So Sunday's earthquake is the 6th since Thursday. On Thursday, Turkey Day, 3.7 3.7, how about that? And a 5.6 magnitude quake, the strongest ever in Oklahoma, remember, shook up the state November 5th. People had a few things happen there. There were some homes damaged, a highway was buckled, and some other crazy things. You know, when they talk about 2.5, 3.0, not as big, that's kind of the smallest one you feel, but if you talk about more than that, you know, even that 3.7 that they had on Thursday, that's not so great. You could feel it. You can feel that kind of a quake. And certainly in Oklahoma, they're not used to that kind of a sensation. To feel the earth shake beneath their feet, as the song goes. And of all things, they're in Oklahoma. Huh. All right. So we move from the mayhem of Black Friday, even though the records were set, to the earthquakes in Oklahoma, to what's the latest in Afghanistan. And the latest is in Afghanistan, they're saying that a Pakistani fire led to an attack, and this was a pretty big attack. On Sunday, Afghan and NATO forces had to retaliate, or they're saying they're retaliating for gunfire from two army bases, Pakistani army bases, when they called in airstrikes. And this is a big number that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. So here we go again with the tug of war over, are they our friends? Can we get along? Meaning Pakistan. And it strains what's going on with our ties to that country. You know, Pakistan is saying that it's unprovoked, that it's not true. And the opposite is being said, obviously, by NATO and Afghan. They're saying it's the Afghan forces is quite clearly that's exactly what happened, that there were tensions and that it ended up we ended up getting fire, so we fire back. That's what we do. So Pakistan has closed its western border to trucks that are delivering supplies to coalition troops in Afghanistan and demanding that the U.S. abandon an air base inside Pakistan, and they say they're going to review cooperation with the U.S. and NATO. I mean, this is a complete breakdown in this relationship, and it's very unlikely that this is going to be fixed anytime soon, except for that Pakistan, remember this, folks, relies on what? Us. For what? Money. Billions of dollars in American aid. So the U.S., we got a chip in this one. They don't want our money. They don't want to have these conversations then. We need to push Pakistan to do whatever we can to shore this situation up. I mean, ridiculous. And they're not, and they should, the money should be withheld. They shouldn't get the money for the aid if there's no cooperation. I think that this one's going to go pretty deep, and there's going to be a lot of investigation on both sides of this, without a doubt.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Is this a business decision, or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.